Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at the Corpus Christi Cathedral for the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Happy Pentecost to all of you. We celebrate with great joy the descent of the Holy Spirit upon all of us to keep us together as the Church of our Lord and Savior. Please download the order of worship from our website, cccathedral.com, and join us in singing on this wonderful solemnity of Pentecost. Let us all in the cathedral now stand and join in with our choir in singing, Come Holy Ghost.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone who is here in the cathedral and those who are on social media and television, radio, and listening. The words that the bishop greets you with this morning are the words of Jesus, peace. Peace be with you, which means God's reconciliation, God's love, God's healing, and God's unity. Let us enter into this sacred mystery of Pentecost today with open minds and hearts, seeking peace, not only for ourselves and one another, but peace for our world. Let us acknowledge our own sins in order to prepare ourselves for these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? How then does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one through it, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit.
The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm not sure what to expect today in the homily. When I walked through the door in the sacristy earlier, there was bug-eyed at me like this, and I said, "What's going on?" And they said, "Well, there was a roar of thunder, and you walked in the door." And I said, "Well, it's Pentecost. There was thunder. I just didn't bring fire with me. Maybe the fire will come out now." But happy Pentecost to each and every one of you. It's a great day for the church. Today, but also every day, in a way, is Pentecost, especially during this time, these times in which we are living. Pentecost is linked to the Paschal mystery that we have celebrated 50 days ago with the death, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pentecost is a historical moment in the life of the church at the very beginning with the early community. But it is not only a historical event, it is an everyday event. Every day is Pentecost for us who believe in Jesus Christ, in fact, who can only say his name, that he is Lord, with the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us that power. The Spirit accompanied Jesus throughout his life. The Spirit, Jesus, and the Father are one. And as Jesus comes to earth, it was through the Holy Spirit that he was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Mother. It was the Holy Spirit who was upon him in the temple, who announced that he would bring good news to those who were in need. It was the Holy Spirit who led Jesus into the desert to be tempted, as you and I are tempted every day, but gave him the strength to resist. It was the Holy Spirit who was present at the baptism of the Lord in the form of a dove, allowing the words of the Father to say, "This is my Son, listen to him." It was the Spirit that accompanied Jesus in his mission, in his 3 years of mission. And it was the Spirit who was given as gift on the cross by Jesus. St. John reports that he bowed his head and gave the Spirit, gave over the Spirit, gave it as gift, the Spirit as gift from Jesus Christ to us. The Spirit of God then is the Holy Spirit In our own baptism and confirmation, we open our life to that Spirit. Again, our baptism and our confirmation, and I'm happy to say that this afternoon at the 12 o'clock Mass, we will be able to confirm 10 young people in confirmation, and throughout the diocese today, young people are being confirmed in their parishes. But it's not only at the day of baptism or on the day of confirmation that we receive the Holy Spirit. We become temples of the Holy Spirit. How many of us are conscious of the fact that we walk in this world day after day as a dwelling place, as a tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, as the conscience of God living in each one of us? The Spirit is the fruit of the love between the Father and the Son. It is their love, it's their indwelling in each other, their unity in each other that gives the Spirit. Therefore, it is the Spirit that unites, it is the Spirit of love that brings unity of us. In the Gospel today, we see the account of Jesus coming in the midst of the apostles after the resurrection, and his word, his first word, was peace. Peace is the fruit of God. Peace I give you, peace I leave you. And we could say with the giving of the Spirit, peace I ask of you. Blessed are the peacemakers. To receive peace is to receive the Holy Spirit. Sisters and brothers, on this Pentecost, I would ask us to reaffirm that peace is our distinctive way of life. We hear so much today about our lifestyle as Americans, our lifestyle as disciples of Jesus Christ is peace. Peace is unity with God. You see, if we're not in unity with God, there is no peace in our life. Peace is unity with each other. If we're not in unity with each other, there's no peace. And if we're not at peace with God and at peace with one another, there's no unity. There's chaos in the family, in the community, in our country, as we've seen tragically through a death just recently. Peace is unity, and unity is peace. For that reason, we are Catholic. Catholic is universal. To build up the church into a universal brotherhood. And we see that at the very day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, when the people were gathered together from all over. They were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Persia and Pamphylia, from Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as people from Rome. Yes, even those Romans were there. But somehow, in all of that diversity, they didn't even understand each other. But through the Spirit of God, they heard the apostles speak in their own tongues. And it was the Spirit then that united them. It was the Spirit who brought peace among them. It was the Spirit who united them in a Catholic, in the sense of universal brotherhood. What's our situation today? As a world, as a country, as a community, as a church, as a diocese, as a parish? Are we united? Are we at peace? Is the Spirit alive in us, in our church, Have we ignored the Spirit of God because of our own languages, our own nationalism and nationalities, our particular culture, our personality, our customs, our social standing, our education, our opinions, and our ideologies? Do these things divide us? Are they the cause of our peace or the cause of our wars? Are these differences among us the cause of our unity or the cause of division? The church is suffering in many ways, in so many ways, because we ignore the Spirit. The Spirit who asks us to look at each other in the eye, as we're unable to do at Mass now because of the distancing, but to say, "Peace be with you." We're brothers and sisters. Do we feel that? Do we understand that? Do we believe that? And what is the source of the unity that we are to live but the Holy Spirit? And where is the Holy Spirit most alive and active in this moment of the Eucharist? Send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts like the dewfall, so that they may become the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. It is the Spirit active and alive in the Eucharist that, as I receive the Eucharist, as you receive the Eucharist, as they receive the Eucharist in China, in Iran, Iraq, South America, Europe, Mexico, that Eucharist brought about, that presence brought about by the Holy Spirit, is our source of unity. And we degrade the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist by our divisions, caused by whatever. We are called today more than ever to pay attention to the Spirit, the gift that is the Spirit. And so we must ask ourselves daily, as a Pentecost experience, is there unity? Is there peace? And if there's not, whose responsibility is it? The Pope? The Bishop? The Pastor? Mom? Dad? The boss? It's each one of us. Each one of us is endowed with the Spirit through our baptism and confirmation to allow the Spirit to dwell in us. And it's sacrilege, in a way, for you and I to do, consciously or unconsciously, acts that divide the body of Christ, divide the world, divide peoples among themselves. Unity is not uniformity, that everyone has to think like I think in order for unity to happen, or to be of the same language, the same culture, for unity to happen. Absolutely not. St. Paul took care of that in the letter to the Corinthians. There's the hand, the foot, the eye. It's one body. And no one part can say to the other, "You're less than I am. I don't need you. You're worthless. You're unimportant." That is a sacrilege against the body of Christ. The Pope today, in his homily, spoke of three things that continue to war against peace and unity in the church and in the world. And the first is narcissism, my way or the highway. I'm right, you're wrong, my idea is the best, and it's the only way. It's that looking at ourselves, putting ourselves as the Spirit of truth. It is also the spirit of complaining. everybody's against me, nobody likes me, nobody's helping me, or whatever it is that we complain about against each other, and also pessimism, there's no hope. Especially today, sisters and brothers, we are challenged to be men and women of hope. Can you imagine those early apostles, those early disciples, with the world in front of them, the tragic world in front of them, saying, oh, this will never work. This will never happen. Peace will never happen. Unity will never happen. The church will never reform. That's total pessimism and an offense against God and His Spirit. Jesus said, peace be with you, because He knew and He knows peace is possible. He knows unity is possible. That's why He prayed for it. But it's only you and I opening our life. Come, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Give me the eyes of peace, the hope for peace, the work for peace, the strength to bring that about, that it will happen. Only the Spirit can bring peace and unity. St. Paul said, therefore, to live by the Spirit, this is God's gift to us today and every day. Let's be attentive, especially in these times. There's so much pessimism. There's so much victimization. There's so much narcissism. Sisters and brothers, that's not our lifestyle under any condition. We've all got troubles. We've all got problems. But if we stop hoping, if we stop believing, and if we stop acting simply because nothing's going to happen, we have ignored the greatest gift in our life, the Holy Spirit. How can we start? Let's be Eucharist to each other. What does Eucharist to each other mean? Eucharist is the gift of Jesus Christ of Himself to us. We become Eucharistic people when we sacrifice ourselves for each other, our time. I don't have time for that. Yes, you do. You just have to let go of time for yourself. That's what Eucharist is, in a lived experience. To do that, what do we need? The Holy Spirit. As soon as I hear myself, or as soon as you hear yourself this week saying, I can't, I won't, say a prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, with your sevenfold gifts. Help me to say yes and not no. Help me to say peace and not anger. Peace and not war. Unity and not division. That was Jesus' greeting to those apostles, and it's His greeting to us today. Peace and unity be with you. And it's only through love, the gift of self, the gift of myself, my time, whatever, that can bring it about. I cannot do it by myself. And I'm saying none of us can do it by ourselves. The Spirit fulfills and fills in us what is lacking. What is lacking and is almost impossible to us. And that's what the sevenfold gifts are. He gives us the wisdom to speak or not to speak at the right time. He gives us an understanding of a situation that is beyond human reasoning. He gives us good judgment, counsel, to make the right decision that is for the good of all. He gives us the knowledge we need, fills in the holes of our own human knowledge, and the courage to not worry about ourselves, our reputation, what people think, but the courage to do what is right, what is good, and what is loving. The Spirit gives us the courage to pray and to put God first in our lives. And so, sisters and brothers, this is our Pentecost today. This is our time to begin again in this difficult time. If we've never spent time thinking of the Holy Spirit, yeah, okay, run to the catechism and read. But maybe you could take home the worship aid today and throughout the week pray this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosoms, shine. You, of comforters the best. You, the soul's most welcomed guest. Sweet refreshment here below. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let us profess our faith together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Like the disciples on the first Pentecost, we gather here today in prayer. Therefore, we present our petitions with confidence, knowing that God the Father, through the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, hears all we ask.
For the Church, that we may remove whatever causes division and so work to be united as one body made of many parts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit of peace may unite and reconcile the peoples and nations of the world, bringing an end to war, violence, and discrimination, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for this community gathered by God, that we may recall the Holy Spirit that has been given to each and every one of us, so that we may go out into the world as disciples of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the speedy recovery of Daniela Trevino, and that God may bless David and Eliana Gonzalez as they celebrate their birthday, and especially for the people, Corpus Christi Cathedral, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Holy Spirit who purifies us of sin and raises the dead may bring all of our departed loved ones into the fullness of God's presence, especially Susana Molina, Loretta Martin, Helos, and Helen Santos. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus through illness, isolation, or anxiety, that God may extend his healing hand upon them and give them his peace, healing, and recovery. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We also pray in a special way for first responders, medical personnel, and law enforcement, who at great risk and sacrifice continue to be of service to our communities, that God may bless them with safety in their work and reward their personal sacrifices with success in their labors. We pray to the Lord.
Our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
And a prayer for those who are being confirmed today, both here in the cathedral and throughout the diocese, that they may truly be who they are called to be, temples of the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord. Ever-loving Father, dispel all fear and division in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hear and answer our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice and graciously lead us to all truth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion. You bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children, by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth and profession of the one true faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you gave life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In in a similar way when supper was ended, he took
And on behalf
chalice.
Of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network. Holy and living sacrifice.